It does change the conversation a little bit, but I think it still serves as a good warning to all of us because we know that 240E is being used on a widespread basis a lot more than it was, say, 10 years ago. And so this was a case where I believe a farmer reported, I don't know if it was a control failure or just a concerning survival within the crop field. And so Corteva sent some folks out there and they collected seed from water hemp that were both in the crop field as well as water hemp that were in this ditch area adjacent to the field. And so they were actually able to kill the water hemp in the crop field when they tested it. They tested that seed in a greenhouse, but they were not able to successfully kill, or at least it was concerning enough that they're calling it suspected resistant population in that ditch anyway.